It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
Park the bus with kids.
Classic hits, 97.7 The Bolt. It is time now for Wildcat News. We kind of open up the doors and talk to all the different staff at the within the school district. We have Leo Riegelsberger. Welcome. Thanks for coming in. I know it's been early. All right. We're going to talk about the transportation department. And, you know, this is Bus Safety Week. Big week for you and the kids and all of the bus drivers. But Bus Safety Week, it's 1 week in a year. I know, talking with Trooper Gardner and yourself and Deputy Vincent, that, you know, this is an ongoing thing. You're constantly doing training. And we're going to talk about a couple of safety points here in just a bit. But let's talk Bus Safety Week. Do you have anything planned for this week?
No, we did all of our bus evacuations towards the beginning of the year. So we got those taken care of and just put the notice out there and remind people, you know, that those yellow things are hauling the most precious cargo that is around compared to even like the semis and stuff.
Would you mind giving us an example of the activities that you're transporting these kids to?
We had one day where we had four or five buses out. You know, we went to middle school football, cross country, you know, middle school volleyball, varsity volleyball, you know, football games. I mean, again, Friday we're going out to Sioux Center, four or five vehicles out there for to get all the football team out there and the cheerleaders and that to cheer on the Wildcats.
You got different field trips, I'm sure, throughout the year.
Oh, yeah. They're going everywhere. They went up to the apple orchards and that kind of stuff, and they visit all the local establishments, too, and Oaks Garden and stuff like that throughout the year, so in the parks.
When you are going to Sioux Center, are you taking buses? Probably one big bus for the team, no. But do you have other, are you like driving vans?
Yeah, we'll take two big buses. We'll go out with the team, and then the cheerleaders will go in a big van. And then, of course, we got to take the football equipment, so they'll take the Suburban with the trailer that we got.
How long have you been in your position?
12 years.
12 years. So you know the inside and outside of each one of the buses.
Yeah, you learn every day.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do.
It's kind of like playing with your radio board over
yes,
there.
Yes, I learn something new every day. Drive-throughs. When buses are stopped on the side of the road and the stop sign is out, flashing yellow lights,
red.
Then they flash red.
Yes.
Okay. Is it progressive?
Yes. I mean, so we flip one switch to activate the amber lights. And at that time, if you see a bus and you're an oncoming or from behind, if you're oncoming, you're supposed to slow down to 25 mile an hour and pass that bus safely. And always remember, the next driveway, they're probably stopping for a student. There's probably a student out there waiting. So we need to be cautious for them. When we come to a complete stop and we hit the door switch, the reds automatically turn on. The driver has no way of didn't turn their switch on, but as soon as they stop and open that door, it, you know, comes on and the reds come on, and that's when you're supposed to stop.
And the stop sign comes out on
yes.
the side of the bus. Yep. You are required to stop. It's a matter of paying attention.
It is. And I mean, you got to remember, we're, you know, those kids are walking, and there could be a bunch of them, you know. We are lucky in Humboldt that we've never had a situation, but there was, the law came out, I can't remember, 15, 16 years ago, and it was Caden's law, if you look it up, and there was a third grader that got hit by a vehicle on a highway because of it, because they weren't paying attention and didn't stop, and that was before everybody had a cell phone in their hand playing with that.
And then what are some of the penalties for a drive-through at a stop school bus?
You get to meet one of the fabulous either police department officers or a sheriff or a state patrol officer, they get to come knock on your door, and it goes to the registered owner of the vehicle. So you get it. You get to meet one of them. You get to appear in court. You don't get to pay a fine. You have to show up in court. The judge determines, and then it's up to $300, SR-22 insurance for 3 years, and you can lose your license.
So in addition to the $300 plus fine, there are other penalties.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on speed, I'm sure. I'm sure the judge will take all of that into consideration.
Yeah, and I mean, you're on video.
Oh, sure. Yeah, all of the buses now are equipped with outside cameras.
Outside cameras. There's two of them. Mm-hmm. One for a license plate. So we zoom right in on your license plate, take a nice picture of that so the officer doesn't have to watch the video to find the license plate or anything like that. And the driver fills out a form, and, you know, we don't know who's driving that vehicle. And
take your medicine. pay attention.
Right.
Exactly.
We had one, Pat, you're not going to believe this, out on the highway. Four vehicles went through one day at one time.
Four. So four vehicles went, had a drive-through.
At the same time. Boom, 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 boom. Not one of them thought to stop.
We all know what to do, and unless you're on your phone, and that is now a law. No texting and driving.
Yeah.
All has to be hands-free. Are you looking for drivers?
Everybody's looking for drivers. Kind of like everybody's looking for, you know, help everywhere. But yeah, we are looking for drivers. It's great. Fun. The kids are great. You know, we have a great group of drivers. We have a lot of fun every day at the bus barn. Great camaraderie with our guys and gals. They we make it fun and enjoyable to do the job. And the best part is the kids and all of our drivers. You know, they love the kids. They, you know, get to know the kids and that kind of stuff. And it's kind of fun when you see them out in public and all of them will tell you, hey, how are you doing? You know, and that kind of stuff.
But, sure. Do you want to give a shout out to the law enforcement that you're working with for bus safety?
Yes. Trooper Paul has done a great job helping us every year. He loves coming up and hanging out with the kids. Trooper Paul Gardner. He enjoys it. He actually called me a couple of years ago to do a Trooper Tuesday, and we actually did a bus safety with our Meese kids, and he videoed it and put it on Facebook for Trooper Tuesday for Bus Safety Week.
Nice.
And then Deputy Vinsan has been great to work with. We have a lot of fun. We kind of step it up a little bit for the kids and kind of take a day to each school and have like 10-15 minute sessions to you know, to teach them a bus safety, but also how to get to school safely, like crossing roads, how to, you know, ride those scooters around town that everybody's riding around. We did that with the middle school kids and we had a lot of fun. Unfortunately, Chief Miller couldn't be there to help us out. He was busy and that kind of stuff, but he's also great to work with as well.
Twin Rivers, is that involved in your,
yep,
your scheme,
yep,
of things?
We got Twin Rivers as well with us. Yeah. There's two great drivers up there. One's out with a knee surgery, but you know, he'll be back. The gal up there too, she does a great job and she's been doing it for 20 some years. So yeah, we got a lot of dedication in our drivers.
Leo, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Again, just thank our drivers each and every day. They do a great job for us, for the school district. And thank you, Pat.
Transportation Director with Humboldt Schools, Leo Rigelsberger, has been our guest on Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.